Welcome back to the Booklicious Podcast. Today's episode explores J. Kristoff's Empire of the Dawn, the final installment in the Empire of the Vampire series. This is a spoiler-light review and focuses on tone, themes, characters, and what the finale delivers for longtime readers. Let's begin. Endings carry a special weight, especially in a series known for violence, grief, and sweeping gothic imagery. Empire of the Dawn closes the trilogy with a conclusion that's fierce, emotional, and surprisingly reflective. It keeps everything readers expect, the darkness, the humor, the spectacle, while adding a sense of earned warmth. This is book three of the Empire of the Vampire series. Humanity is trapped under an endless night, ruled by vampire courts. Our central narrator is Gabriel de Leon, the last Silver Saint. Across the trilogy, his life is told through a confessional structure that jumps between past and present. This final volume continues that style, but uses it more tightly, pushing toward the end of Gabriel's long, blood-soaked journey. When the story opens, Gabriel has lost almost everything: his family, his faith, and the clearest path to ending the darkness. What he hasn't lost is purpose. He and his allies march into the heart of the Vampire Empire to confront the Forever King. Along the way, they face sieges, political traps, dangerous landscapes, and difficult moral choices. The final push for dawn becomes a test of loyalty, love, and the remnants of hope. Beneath the action, this story asks one central question: what does something truly cost? Not just victory, but loyalty, truth, and legacy. The trilogy has always explored belief, not only religious belief, but trust in comrades, in stories, and in the idea of becoming more than your scars. In this book, every major conflict circles back to choice: mercy, vengeance, honesty, sacrifice. The book maintains the gothic harshness of the earlier volumes. There's gore, grim humor, and grand set pieces. What stands out here, though, is the presence of warmth between characters. Not softness, just humanity. The pacing has quieter moments sprinkled between battles, creating a rhythm that makes the climaxes more meaningful instead of just bigger. Let's talk about the leads. Gabriel de Leon. He remains one of these standout characters in modern grimdark. He's stubborn, wounded, self-aware, and occasionally self-destructive. His voice carries the entire narrative. Dior. She functions as the moral counterweight, giving the story its emotional backbone. Her presence shapes several of the book's most important choices. The Forever King, more than a villain, he's a philosophical opponent who forces Gabriel to confront what he believes and why he fights at all. Together, these characters make the ending feel earned rather than abrupt. Kristoff's action sequences remain visually intense. Cities under siege, duels lit like stained glass battles, and landscapes carved by war. But none of this is empty spectacle. Each major set piece advances relationships, themes, or the world's larger mythology. The magic system keeps its clarity even as it stretches toward mythic territory in the finale. The writing stays sharp, lyrical, and profane. It mixes brutality with surprising poetry. The confessional framing returns and feels more purposeful here. Kristoff also uses recurring images and lines that evolve as the story progresses, mirroring the way legends shift when retold. Chapters balance speed and introspection, making the book feel controlled even at its largest moments. A few themes echo long after closing the book: faith versus institutions, belief separated from the power structures that claim ownership of it, found family, not as decoration, but as a tactical and emotional necessity, stories as survival, the idea that testimony can be a weapon against oblivion. The early pacing is steadier than in previous volumes. Readers who want nonstop action may feel that shift. And yes, the book keeps the series' trademark brutality, so if earlier entries felt too heavy, this one won't soften that for you. If you want a finale that honors everything before it, if you enjoy morally complex fantasy with high stakes and emotional payoff, or if you followed Gabriel since the beginning and need closure, this book delivers. Empire of the Dawn offers a conclusion that feels both inevitable and surprising. It respects its characters, challenges them, and gives them an ending that embraces both pain and possibility. It's fierce, atmospheric, and unexpectedly hopeful. A fitting sunrise for a saga built on endless night.